Woods here this morning. That's why I couldn't tell it was the wrong one until I was listening, because I was talking to Dale on the other line. Hey, Dale.
Hey, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. Last day.
How are you feeling?
Good. Well, I've got food poisoning, but other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to say,
Tom, you've been an incredible class act, and what an honor it has been to work with you along this path, and you're going to be missed, but congratulations to you. You well deserved.
Well, we worked on a lot of projects together, kind of team teams on this. Now, there was one in particular, and I was fortunate enough to hopefully I've got the right email address this time around. I got a note yesterday, and it was from the Liz Stevenson, Jackson County Treasurer, and says that you have two bills to try to address this property tax issue, Grand Tower. There are two pieces, Dale?
Yes, sir, there is, Tom. Yes. If you'd like me to go into detail real quickly,
because the stuff I read was really brief. It was about financial assistance for Grand Tower.
Yeah, absolutely. Met with Liz and her team. Representative Jacobs and I did both several months ago. Obviously, we weren't in session when we got out of session this last summer. Been working diligently with our policy staff as well as Jackson County to create some legislation. Of course, this legislation could not be filed until we went into session, which was this week, of course. So we got the two bills filed on Tuesday, and they have been sent to assignments. And what these two bills are, Tom, is Senate Bill 2672, which would appropriate $463,000 from this year's GRF to Jackson County to support the property tax issues that they're having there. And then Senate Bill 2673 appropriates $751,000, and I believe it's $600 for next year to create property tax relief for the citizens of Grand Tower. This is something we've been working on all summer. Again, we were having a lot of inquiries from constituents, say, hey, what's happened? You've been a voice for us, but, you know, we could not get the bills filed until we obviously were in the state capitol and get them read into the record. And that happened on Tuesday. So we're going to be working closely with Jackson County throughout the next few months and hopefully be able to get this through. So really appreciate the efforts of Deputy Governor Menar and administration and everyone to hopefully get this through to give some relief to the citizens of Grand Tower.
All right. Now, so it goes to committee now?
It's in assignments, which means then it will be signed to a committee, Tom.
Okay.
So the first step was to get it filed. We did that. It was read into the record. It was assigned the two Senate bill numbers, goes to assignments, and then the next step, it will be assigned to a committee. I'm assuming it would be the budget committee. That hasn't happened yet, but hopefully that'll happen here soon. And then it'll be hopefully heard in committee, and then passed through committee, and then hopefully go to the Senate floor, and then hopefully it'll pass the Senate, and then go to the House of Representatives to the governor's desk for signage. So we just hope and pray for relief for the citizens of Grand Tower, that they're under a lot of stress. But I do want to say, Tom, there's good news in the horizon. SI Now, which I'm fortunate to serve on that board, they're working closely with a new company that took over the power plant. It's going to be a huge boost to for Jackson County and Grand Tower. It's going to take a little bit of time, but right now the most important thing we can do is to get immediate relief as soon as possible until this endeavor comes to fruition. So just hope and pray that this all works out.
Have you had a chance to talk about Andy Menar, the governor, about the possibilities of getting this successfully moved across the line?
Have not since it's been assigned, since it was read into the record and officially been sent to assignments. I have not had that opportunity, but I look forward to doing that. Again, that just happened on Tuesday. I believe it was Wednesday when it actually went to assignments. So a lot of work to do, but we're going to be on top of it. We're going to do everything. I'm going to obviously hope the citizens of Grand Tower and Jackson County will send in some witness slips in support of this legislation. So we'll be working with that. We're going to have a meeting coming up with Jackson County here in the next few days, and just again hope for the best to be able to give some relief to those citizens until this new venture, which is exciting, of course, Tom. It's going to be exciting not just for Grand Tower or Jackson County, but for all of Southern Illinois to bring more economic development to that area. So but that's going to take a little bit of time, but it's coming. So that's the good news.
All right, so before I let Dale go, Dale and I, of all the guests that I've had, Mark Motzinger texted me this morning. We've been friends since we were five, but I remember when I met Dale, and the first day I was on the farm, his mother came by, and my grandmother used to make her dresses, and that's when Dale and I met. We were playing, you know, looking down the well, see which one of us could throw the other one in, you know, good times.
Fortunately, neither one of us did.
No, but his mother, Eileen Fowler, when I was working, she heard I was in jail. And Eileen calls my work, that's at Harrisburg at the time. He says, I hear Tommy's in jail. How much money does he need? Because it didn't matter how much. She was going to come get me, right? Now, before this gets out of hand, Eileen, you know, said, no, yes, you're right. He is in jail. But it's for a charity event.
Yes, and, fundraiser.
But she didn't care. She's going to come get me out of jail. Tommy's not going to spend any time in jail. Which jail's he at? How much?
And that's exactly the way my mother was, Tom. She just had a heart for everyone. You know, you've been special to our family. You know, Mildred Miller, obviously, as you're referring to, is special to our family. I know she did that. She patched a lot of holes in my blue jeans along the way, and just a special relationship that I will cherish forever, and especially with you, Tom. You, as I said, you've been a class act. I good work with Representative Severin to acknowledge you on the House floor yesterday. Much deserved. You're going to be missed, but you've just been amazing, Tom, and I cherish you as a friend.
Same here. Senator Dale Fowler, good luck with this, because the people of Jackson County, Grand Tower, they've been talking to me about this in real estate. Says this will cost people their homes. This is a huge increase. You can't underestimate how bad this figure is.
This is the most important thing that I'm working on in the General Assembly this year, because we have to give some relief to them. There is great news in the future, but right now it's an immediate necessity to help them out. And I just applaud the administration for helping us get through this.
Senator Dale Fowler.